If you want to change the way you behave, change the way you think. Coming up next, Pastor Paul Shepherd talks about the importance of a transformed mind in his message, The Process of Becoming New. But first, he joins me in conversation from his studio. Pastor, we're just one day past Thanksgiving now, but this holiday does give us a focused opportunity to count our blessings, doesn't it? But it shouldn't be reserved for just one week of the year, though. Share with us some practical ways of observing this all year long, and perhaps share what you're thankful for this year.
Absolutely, Wayne. I'm thankful first and foremost for the gift of life. You know, in these days of everybody trying to make it through what we hope are the latter days of a pandemic, we ought to be grateful just for the gift of life itself. And I am especially mindful right now because I'm a few days away. If the Lord blesses me with a few more days, I will reach my 65th birthday at the end of this month. When I was young, I thought 65, well, they told us that was when you retired. That was when you found a comfortable chair. And, you know, you would sit by a window like my grandfather would do. I would see him staring out the window, and he just loved sitting in his chair, looking at life pass him by. And I thought, okay, that's what 65 looks like. Now that I'm a few days from it, I'm like, no, not at all. I got some stuff I need to do. But I'm grateful that I have the opportunity, should the Lord give me these next few days, to experience 65 and hopefully beyond. So we need to all be thankful for life, whatever stage, whatever season of life we're in. Be grateful that God's blessed us with it. And I think we need to just take a look around us. One of the keys to thanks living, you know, we often say things like Thanksgiving ought to be thanks living. And I agree, but the way to get there is to be mindful. We need to be thoughtful people, because if you think about the little blessings every day, you'll always have reasons to remain in an attitude of gratitude.
In your encouragement letter earlier this month, Pastor, you said that when we show our gratitude to God, we should do it out loud. And I thought that was a great word of encouragement. Thank you. Well, Pastor Paul and all of us at Destined for Victory want to thank you out loud for your prayers and financial support. And when you send a generous gift this month, we'd like to say thanks by sending you Pastor Paul Shepherd's booklet, Loving Others When It's Not Easy. In this timely resource, Pastor Paul offers practical advice about how to minimize conflict, settle differences, and walk in love. That's Loving Others When It's Not Easy, our gift to you by request for your generous donation to Destined for Victory. Call 855-339-5500, or you can mail your gift to Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. And if you'd like to give online or sign up to receive the encouragement letter I mentioned, visit PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net.
So it's one thing to put off the old in your life, in any area of your life, but it's another thing to be fully prepared to put on the new. And the way we prepare to put on the new, we are told here, is we have to have our new way of thinking to develop.
Romans 12:2 tells us not to be conformed to the image of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. What does this look like, and how can it help us put on the new self Pastor Paul's been talking about the past few days? We'll find out now as he shares today's message, The Process of Becoming New.
Surrender is an act of worship, Paul said in verse 1. And you present, don't have God try to snatch it from you. You present yourself as a sacrifice, is what he said. Verse 2, though, is very much as important as verse 1. Verse 2 is the key to this whole concept we're talking about today, developing a new way of thinking. Look at verse 2 of Romans chapter 12. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but do what? But be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. You can't just do it, he said, by presenting yourself as a sacrifice. You then have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, that's the only way you're going to approve and attest what is God's will, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So it's one thing to put off the old in your life, in any area of your life. But it's another thing to be fully prepared to put on the new. And the way we prepare to put on the new, we are told here, is we have to have our new way of thinking to develop. Let me illustrate. You know, truth runs parallel. I've said that off and on over the years. It bears repeating now. Truth runs parallel. When you see a truth in the spiritual realm, it has parallels in other areas of your life. Truth just runs parallel like that. So you find a truth, you find a principle, because principles are solid. Practices are many. One saying I've loved over the years, practices are many, principles are few. Practices often change, principles never do. So you've got to find a principle. When you find a principle, that's like hitting bedrock. And you can find ways to apply that in different ways. So this is a principle Paul gives us. Before you try to go from old straight to new, you got to change your mind first. So let's apply that, since it's a principle and it runs parallel. Think about it in a couple of ways. Think about it in terms of money. You can't solve your money problem if you have a spending problem, if you have a lack of discipline problem. You might think you need to hit the lottery. I see people, you ever been in 7-Eleven? You see folk over there in that little machine. I was in there the other day. They were lined up for the little machine so they can take money they already don't have. And over there trying to hit. Oh, if I can just get these numbers to hit. You don't need a hit. You need a renewed mind. Why? Because if you did hit and you don't have a renewed mind, you now have more to misuse. You do know that all money does is gives you the opportunity to show who you really are. That's all it does. So broke folk have some problems you don't know because they don't have enough to show you they got problems. If you want to see how jacked up somebody is, let them get a hold of some money and see how they misuse it, misappropriate it, how they make wrong decisions with it. And then we pass that junk on to children, and we have generations of people who have a poverty mentality. The problem isn't money. The Bible doesn't. I heard somebody say, the Bible said money is the root of all evil. No, it doesn't. Paul said to Timothy, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It's loving it. Money is a wonderful slave. It's just a horrible master. When you renew your mind and get money, you tell the money where it's really supposed to go. And you handle it right. If you have the renewed mind that Paul was talking about here, you would handle it right. I told God when I first got to California, and you've heard that story, 1989, I left a good job, associate pastor of a 1,000-member church in Philly. My dad was a senior pastor. I left here, left there, coming out here to chase this dream. I landed with 34 members. And a smaller salary. And they told me, oh, but Pastor, when you said, I met with him before I accepted the call and shared this vision. I said, the Lord said thousands are going to come before he's done with my ministry. And they said, well, this is all we can pay you right now. But when those thousands come, we're going to hook you up. They used my vision against me. I said, that's lame. Soon as God's fulfill that word, we're going to hook you up, Pastor. Meanwhile, here you go. $24,000 a year was what they gave me in 1989. $24,000 a year. That was at $2,000 a month. Somebody said, you tithe? I couldn't afford not to tithe. I had to believe God every day of my life. And the fact of the matter is, I told God through those years, you've heard my story, I had the second worst car in the church. At the folk driving into that one, to the parking lot, all the cars were better except one than mine. We had one sister whose car was more jacked up than mine. I was so glad. I didn't want to be the pastor who had the worst car in the church. So it was a little better to have the second worst car in the church. She with me to this day. She said, "You're so lame." I said, "I don't call your name." And the fact of the matter is, I told God in those years, I'm going to pass this poverty test really faithfully. So when you're ready to give me the prosperity test, I will be able to pass that too. I did tell him that. I said, "Lord, I'm going to be faithful over these few things because I'm looking for the many. So don't y'all run up on me when you see me driving right. I paid my dues. I was faithful in the lean years." So just don't mind. I remember there was a period of time where I pastored folks who came from a lot of different traditions, and some of them felt like pastors were always supposed to be real simple in lifestyle and all that. And one brother saw me in that season. He saw me. I was driving an Audi, and he saw it, and he wrote an email that week and said, "Pastor, I saw you get in your car after service. I had never seen you after service, and you drove away in this big sedan, this Audi, and I was troubled by it," he said. So he sent an email, so I sent one back. I said, "I'm so sorry you were troubled. I drove it, and I wasn't troubled at all." "You're troubled by yourself, bruh. I pray that God will help you with your trouble." And I told him, I also said, "Problem is, you came in the wrong season. If you had been here a few years before when I was driving the second worst car in the church," I said, "you'd have been awfully impressed. Look at this man of God putting up here in a 1984 Ford Escort." A Ford Escort, bought it for $2,200. I'm talking pre-internet. When you looked in the paper, there was a section. Come on, old people, don't leave me by myself. There was a section. And one of the brothers, one of the graduate students who came to the church in Stanford, and he knew cars real well. I said, "Find me something. I got about $2,000. He looked through there and he said, "Let's go check this out." And we went to meet that man with the Escort, and he looked it all up and down, everything. He said, "Pastor, this your car." I said, "All right, there we go." I drove that thing till it dropped. I'm not lying. I drove that car. The spring was coming through the driver's seat. I had to be faithful.
We'll be right back with more of today's Destined for Victory message from Pastor Paul Shepherd. He is Senior Pastor at Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California. You can listen to this broadcast on demand at PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net, and there you'll find a host of great resources at our online store. Now, here's Pastor Paul once again with the rest of today's message, The Process of Becoming New.
We had one nice car that I drove across the country from Philly. And we had one nice car, but we had my wife and two small kids, so she had the nice car. That was one of the rules of marriage. She had these little kids to take care of. She had the nice car. I'd see her going by looking real good. I said, "God bless you." And I had that 84 Ford Escort. Spring started coming through the driver's seat, sticking me while I'm trying to drive. But you got to be faithful. Some of y'all trying to wear $100 hats on nickel heads. You got to be faithful in the few things. So if you get money and you don't renew your mind, all you're going to do is mess it up. Look at the statistics of how many people who hit the lottery big and they're broke today. Why? Because they didn't know how important it is to transform, renew your mind. And they don't live by the word. The word will automatically teach you the kind of values you need in order to truly prosper. See, the Bible talks about prosperity. It talks about, for instance, in Joshua chapter 1, there's a verse that says, if you obey God's word, keep his commands, you will have good success. You know what that means? That there is a success that is not good. You can have money and it's not good. So you've got to understand that truth runs parallel. If you get money and don't change your mind, you're going to be messed up. So get your priorities right. Grown folk, teach your children. I'm so glad I was raised early on. Honor God and do right and don't try to live beyond your means. It'll come, but practice delayed gratification. And then you've got to learn how to discipline your life in that area. Another parallel example would be weight loss. A lot of y'all like me have had weight loss journeys off and on through your years. If you are a person that has ever lost weight, you should know if you don't also renew your mind. Oh, I'm glad for this help. I'm glad for this help. If you don't renew your mind, you can take Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem, whatever it is you choose to take, and it'll work for you while it's a program. You follow the program, it'll get you where you're going. But if your mind doesn't get renewed, how many of you all, like me, have known what it is to see the weight reappear? Oh, I need some help. See, y'all. And you'd be like, where did you come from? It reappeared. Why? Because the mind wasn't renewed. The program was followed. But the mind renewal will help you deal with things like, what are the triggers that have you eating emotionally rather than intentionally eating certain things? How many of you all, like me, during COVID, which is still with us, but especially for me, the first 2 years of COVID so shocked my system. Y'all heard it. You were part of our church. Well, some of you are new, but the folks who were with us in March of 2020, when this thing first set in, I was shocked. I was like a deer in headlights. I didn't know what do you mean I'm a pastor who can't meet with my people? I've been a pastor since my 20s in Philly. What are you talking about? I can't meet with my people. That's what pastors do. And I found myself, like everybody else, preaching to a camera. And this is horrible. First, they wouldn't even let us come to church. I remember here in the Bay Area, because we were the first place in the country that had stay-at-home orders. That first happened here. And they said, don't leave. They practically put us under house arrest. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And my son-in-law has said, oh, I got a camera, and well, I'll set it up with the internet, and you can, saints can watch you on the camera. I said, I don't see them. They looking at me, I guess, but I don't see them. And now I was in my living room for a few weeks with them pitiful messages. Y'all tried to encourage me. Oh, Pastor, that was good. It was pitiful. I'll tell you myself, it was pitiful. I hated the messages. Because I didn't feel like church. I mean, I was given the information, but I'm used to, you know, interacting. And you know me, I'm a comedian. So comedians, you know, imagine, you know, a comedian on a stage and nobody sitting out there. So that's what it felt like to me. It's like, I don't get to do what I do while I give them the word. And so I started eating emotionally, and that happened for the first 22 months of the thing. I was kind of spiraling because I just couldn't get my mind around, what is this going on? And finally, I got to a place where I said to myself, it was New Year's Eve, 2021, getting ready to come into 22. I said, enough is enough. I had gotten to the heaviest weight I had ever been in my life. And I said, either I'm going to have to buy a new wardrobe or I'm going to have to stop this. And so you can't just take the program. You got to renew your mind. And I said, Lord, help me. I know how to do it. Weight Watchers or whatever. I know how to do it. I've done it off and on over the years. It's not hard, but getting the head right. See, I'm telling on me so you can sit there and relax. You see the method to my madness? Because you got areas, whether it's your money, whether it's your weight, you got something where you got your same problem. I need to change the way I think. I need to let the word of God help renew my mind. And I said, New Year's Eve 2021, okay, I was praying, Lord, you're going to have to help me. And I spent the first 10 days of January 2022 praying, Lord, help me to get to the place where my head is ready, my mind is renewed. 10 days into the new year, it locked in. And I started eating what I knew I should eat and practicing what I knew I should practice. But I said, Lord, this time when it goes away, I want you to help me so that it never comes back. And that takes the renewing of the mind. And so I'm saying this so that whatever areas of your life, you have to join me in that same discipline, whatever the discipline is to be applied in your life. What are the things where I can't just put off the old bad eating and then jump into Nutrisystem or whatever it is for you? Weight Watchers, Noom, which is just the psychology of it. It's a psychological way of doing what the Bible says, changing your way of thinking about the food. Because how many know when you have triggers, well, you're going to have to change your mind because the trigger stuff is going to keep happening. How many know that? If some folks say, I eat when I'm happy. When else do you eat? When I'm sad. Do you know how often you either go be happy or sad? You can't just wait until I'm neither happy nor sad to get myself together. Be like that R&B song. I think Babyface wrote it. I only think of you on two occasions. That's day and night. Oh, you can be that way with some food. Come on, I need some honest people. You ever been emotionally triggered? You think of food on two occasions. You think of cake on two occasions. You think of pie on two occasions. You think of fried foods on two occasions. You think of sweets on two. Hey. Y'all holy, y'all ain't never even heard Babyface before. You've got to let the word of God renew your mind. Money, food. Whatever the issue, you can apply it to a lot of different areas of your life. You'll never get your assets, your associations, your actions, and your attitudes together until your mind is renewed.
Thanks so much for being here for Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, The Process of Becoming New. For more information on the Destined for Victory ministry or the special resource we have reserved for you as you give generously to the ministry today, please visit PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net.
Some of you all listening to this message have a victim mentality that you got to get rid of if you're going to walk with Jesus. You got to stop blaming the world for your troubles, and you got to realize that you have a Savior who not only wants to give you eternal life, but wants to give you abundant life, life to the full.
And that's next time as Pastor Paul Shepherd continues his message, The Process of Becoming New. Until then, enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. And remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.